Wherever you go. Wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. It's another installment of the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk America. I am Clayton McKee and your humble host. And Jenny, I'd like to say to you, I'm glad you're dancing to the bumper music because it's Donna Summer. And that's exactly why you should be dancing to it before the show starts. That's
God intended.
Bonnie Ryer has the night off. I'm sitting alongside Kat Carlson, Doug Wilkie. He is here. You're no longer the guest villainous. You're just resident villainous. Al Perkins is sitting right there eating, how are your chili nuts? Or whatever they are, Thai chili?
They're all right.
Okay.
Wait, is this a new variety of corn nuts? Is that what's happening?
No.
Oh, I see. They're mixed in with the corn nuts.
Very exciting stuff.
Oh, my nut mix.
I understand.
Yeah, he's trying to mix it up here in the studio. Anyway, hi, everybody. Let's do this. Show 359, September 18th. Here we go. My gosh. Well, Marnie called in late saying that she had something else to do. Is she going somewhere? Did
she
I forget
in so
that?
Late? She's not
her
coming
30th
in.
Anniversary.
Oh, that's what it is. Because she said, I've got to pack and shower and payroll. I'm like, okay, I didn't realize all these things, but I forget that she is going to her 30th high school reunion.
And I must comment one more time, what a strange time of year this is for a class reunion.
Well,
to do it like...
Can't do it in the wintertime. They'll,
back
they'll
there.
All die.
We
they'll
had ours in October. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I just assume most are in summer. Like, do anyone I've ever heard of is in the summertime.
Oh, no, Sharon's is Thanksgiving weekend all the time.
Oh, that
talks about going to her
really
reunions.
Shitty.
I know.
Well, especially depending on
where
you're from.
But they assume
from.
That everybody's going to be in town for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I see what you're doing. I gotcha.
That's their assumption.
I just don't go to mine. I'm fully
I never
fine
went
with
to
it.
Any of them, and then I went to the 30th, and I'm really glad I did.
Okay.
I was never a senior, cool. So I don't get invited.
You're not on the list.
Oh. I'm not on the list. Yeah.
Well, I was a senior in two... No, I take that back. I was only a senior in one high school because I transferred between my sophomore and junior year, but I got invited to both, even though I'd left the one high school, but I'd been there since seventh grade, so I was included. They sent me. But what pissed me off about their invite, because in the 30 years I've been away, they built a new high school because the area has just exploded with population.
Right.
So, but when they sent out, and maybe I'm just being petty about this, but it bothered me. They sent out the invitation for it, and the picture on the front of the invitation for my 30th high school reunion is not my high school. It's their new high school. And I'm like, well, I don't want to go to that because that's not the school I went to. What is now your intermediate or whatever? I don't know. They've got so many names for the schools now. I want a picture of the building that was my high school. That would make more sense to me. And they sent me a survey of, well, why is it you didn't attend? And that was going to be my number one thing. I never sent the request or the suggestions back, but like that was like my number one thing. It's like, well, you sent out an invitation to a school I didn't go to.
Yeah.
Just kind of bugged me.
Not a draw.
Yeah, not a big draw.
My school doesn't exist anymore.
How dare they?
But the junior high does, that my dad went to too, but the newer high school that they built.
Was it yours? Was it LaSalle? What is
LaSalle.
It? LaSalle.
That's the little area of Niagara Falls that I'm from.
Okay.
Some little fucking subdivision of Niagara Falls. Named after the famed explorer.
LaSalle.
Yeah, and her, we had the Griffin or the Griffith, whatever the fuck boat he sailed in on.
Okay, don't know.
It was our, school.
Not really
thing.
Big on the history of your area from where you're from, but I'm sure it's
well,
stimulating.
LaSalle was a famous explorer. Mm. French, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like that seems legitimate.
I also feel like the LaSalle was the original name of the Cadillac. I believe that's correct. That was, and then it. Change
he was on. A he was a French explorer.
Oh, let's go.
Explored the Great Lakes region of the United States
Which
and Canada.
Why Detroit would use him as a name?
Sure.
The Mississippi River and the Gulf of Mexico. He was very busy. Claimed the entire Mississippi River basin for France. You're welcome.
Oh, which
Thank
is exactly
welcome,
why.
France.
Is that why the
I'm
Louisiana?
Claim your kitchen
so is that why
Israel.
The Louisiana the Louisiana Purchase had to be done because
yeah,
of all that
because
shit?
Of well, because of LaSalle.
Well, fuck him.
Wow.
Yeah,
those are hundreds of years apart.
But still, he bought it. I don't know how that works out. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
That's who it is.
There.
That's who it is. Well,
one person
bought
something
it.
Else from something they didn't own.
Right. Like a bridge, maybe. Goes to nowhere. Don't know.
Was it over troubled water?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it was. In fact, speaking of that song, wasn't just last Sunday, wasn't Paul Simon's final concert in his series of I'm Done? But didn't he wrap it up just this last
I have no idea.
I believe it was. In New Jersey, in the borough where he started. And I only know this because I watched CBS Sunday Morning. That's the only reason I knew this. Jane Pauley told me.
She's very smart.
I love Jane Pauley.
She knows a lot of things.
She gets,
that's a
good show. I think she's reading a prompter, but maybe she's not.
Maybe she just knows it.
She knows a lot of stuff. She lives out there.
I feel like she knows a lot of things.
She's just saying what comes to mind.
Yeah.
No prompting.
No, not at all. Those catchy little quips and catchphrases that come out of that show.
It turns out on the tour, on Paul Simon's tour, he still has to play Madison Square Garden 2 times. And then he's going to play in Flushing, Queens for his final.
But what's the date for that?
The 22nd.
Oh, so it is this week. Okay, yeah. So it's this coming.
Hasn't happened,
but it's
soon to happen.
But it's, well, it's the 18th. So
in Flushing, right.
It's this weekend.
And well, no, they're from Central Park, too. Their big concert was in Central Park. I was trying to think if maybe
the Simon and Garfunkel one back then?
Yeah, I was wondering if like what their big one was from Flushing, but I don't know.
Well, I don't know if it's because a concert was there or if it's just that's where they started as a group. And
I don't know.
Who knows?
I mean, nobody starts at Central Park except for hookers.
Some of them also finished there, according to SVU.
Yeah, that is right.
I can't tell you how many dead people were in that park based on that TV series.
No. SVU, how to do horrible, horrible things.
Oh, but I don't care. As long as Mariska Hargitay is doing it, I can follow her along. I enjoy the hell out of her.
I like her a lot.
Yes, my heaven's sakes. Well, Kat, we'll start with you as we usually do. I like your shirt.
Thanks.
Looks good. I think they're going to be wonderful.
I think they're going to be wonderful.
They're going to be wonderful.
Yeah, I think they're going to be wonderful.
Yeah. How many are you on the hook for making, actually?
I am the proud supplier of this year's Wonderful 100 t-shirts.
Heycat.com. Check it out for all your printing needs.
.co. There's no M.
Oh, .co. I'm sorry. Terribly sorry.
Because of that bitch in Texas.
Fuck her. We'll get this.
We'll put her out of business.
I don't even know if she's still in business, but she's paying for the hosting fees.
All I have to do is put a bounty on that, and as soon as it becomes available, boom, I get an email and I buy it. See, it's how it works.
Yeah.
RubenContreras.com became available, and they wanted a lot of money for that, because he's a boxer in Mexico.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't buy that, because they wanted, like,
hookers and gardeners.
Yeah.
So, anywho, how many of those are you commissioned to make?
So, I have made currently just enough for the committee. And
okay.
No, because that's all they've asked for. So we're not going to know until real close to the walk.
Okay.
Quite how many we're actually going to need.
Okay.
As of when I signed up just the other day, we had 108 walkers on the team already.
Okay. I have yet to register my mom or myself yet. But
right. And every time I talk to somebody, they're like, oh, I haven't registered yet. So I feel like...
Well, like push always happens at the very end, like everybody and their brother.
But 108, that's early.
That's good.
Amazing.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And I probably need to fundraise a little bit, too. We'll
just
work
over
on that tomorrow.
Right? Yeah, we're just over a month away.
Oh, my God. The chat room and YouTube is busy.
Oh, my God. What's going on in there? Kevin from Michigan.
And Kevin Butler must be in the other one as well. And
Doug, did you read what Kevin from Michigan?
My gosh, you have a fan.
Oh, the top line of the
chat
room. Look at that.
Say thank
glad
you.
I showed up.
No, say thank
hi,
you.
Hi, Kevin.
Number one and moving higher all the time. My God.
Welcome to the program, Kevin.
Would you like a phone number or an address, Kevin? Because you'd like to ship things.
Yeah. And Bridget's in the chat room. Kevin Butler's in the chat room. Mizu Ron from Tennessee is in the chat room.
My gosh.
Does he know Tyler?
Where is Tyler?
Tyler.
We know where Tyler is.
We may have made one too many Southern jokes.
Well. Ron, do you know Tyler?
Tell him we're almost sorry.
I've been told to anticipate about 200 shirts.
Seems good.
Yeah. Plus, then there was a follow-up message with, oh, we might have to make some dog shirts and some other things. So
they always have to make dog shirts. I don't know why that's even a question. They do it every year.
Gays and dogs. I don't know.
Yeah. They're crazy, the gays.
How are they getting along? Like dykes and dogs.
Dykes and dogs. How are things in the child, the teenage realm of your life?
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah.
I remember there was some power struggles of some
kind. So as of late, I've been good cop. Uh-oh. Which is really fun because Sharon Dunn fucked up real bad and knows it. You know what I mean? Like as soon as the fight was happening, I could just see it in her eyes. I'm like, maybe that shouldn't have gone that way.
Yeah.
But so I get to be good cop for a little while.
Nice.
Okay. So I know that's a really
fun.
You
have to like shut down
really
passwords.
Fun place
and,
to be. Yeah.
Oh God, sorry, I did the whole.
Yeah, turn your volume down.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
You'll notice that the world didn't end.
We're, mute.
Yeah,
Al does it all the time.
We didn't lose any of our 8 listeners.
No, so. None of them.
They're all still there. Can you hear me, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, do we need to turn your headphones up?
Oh, yeah,
a little bit. And well, I always feel like this mic is never like, close enough. So.
No, you're good.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen,
thank you.
Turn up your bell tones, Berta.
Usually I can't hear you.
Sorry, now you're good, right?
All right, so good cop, new hat.
Yeah, come on.
Good cop, new hat, so that's wonderful. I'm sure it won't last very long, but it's happening right now.
Ride the wave.
That's what I'm doing.
So do you want to share with us what Sharon
did?
I
don't.
Okay, it's all right, it's all right. So now, in your new status as good cop,
yeah.
Does that mean you, how do I word this without making you disclose what happened? So you're granting permissions and you're doing...
So, actually, no, what...
being lenient?
No.
No?
Oh, my gosh, why would I do that? I'm just not getting a whole bunch of shit for it. Yeah. So the rules don't change. That's the magic of the Cat Carlson method is the rules stay the same no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the amount of pushback that I get or don't get. So right now I'm getting a whole lot of, okay, Cat, thanks, Cat.
Oh,
wow. Is this the same one though that you were bad copying with remember that you were shutting off all the access
and all vividly,
that was so funny when you were like,
"We only have a problem with the one child."
At this venture,
yeah.
So that's an interesting
my best friend and can do no wrong.
But that's an interesting dynamic to go from, you know, they hate you and then now they're you're the good cop.
Welcome to 12 years old.
Yeah,
I was just gonna say.
Well, I'm not having any kids. I don't know.
Welcome to this particular point in human development.
Mine is coming from being the horrible child.
From being having both good cop and bad cop.
Alternating the roles.
The roller coaster that is this particular age in human development is ridiculous, and we've all gone through it. Like we all did, whether we remember it or acknowledge it or not. Yeah. Like we've all been the kid, and I just get to be the parent. But yeah, living in a good cop land is kind of nice for now.
Yeah,
it's not going to last forever.
No,
probably not even very long. It may even be over tomorrow. Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows?
But I like the rules are not changing.
No. Yeah, and I've always said that I am kind of lucky because I got to come into parenting really intentionally.
Yeah,
and really just kind of decide, okay, this is the kind of parent that I want to be. And go from there. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have children accidentally. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't do any of that kind of stuff. I wasn't unready to have children.
Yeah.
When I started living with Sharon and the boys, so I really came into it very intentionally, and decided that
That's a very interesting way mm-hmm. to look at step parenting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I like. You do make that choice. Like,
absolutely. Yeah.
When you're dating somebody with children, and you take that next step, like.
I 100%
they're in front of you, and you
got
to make a decision. Like, mm-hmm. wow, I got to decide where I'm going to fit in here.
Mm-hmm. And I could have decided, nope, I don't want to do this. I'll see you on the weekends, and we could have had that kind of relationship, and that's not the one that I chose.
That's what you say about that is you it's like gift with purchase. It's kind of what you get the kids.
Yeah.
There was a story a long time ago, where I was just briefly going out with someone, and I got to their house, and I didn't know a backstory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there was a little girl there, and I remember going, oh, and who do you belong to?
Yeah.
And she made it very clear who she belonged to, and that didn't last very long. Because
No.
Sure, some people choose differently.
You know the thing of Sylvester the cat running out a door and then leaves the
There's a Clayton-shaped hole in that man's door.
Yeah, exactly.
And that cartoon character goes to the wall and you just see the shape of them, the outline.
That's me.
That's how that conversation ended. Yeah. Gotta go!
Look at that time.
Right. To address the chat room, Jenny, no, this isn't a Cat Carlson original. A very talented young man by the name of Chase did the final design. And I am not creating the shirts pro bono. I am, it comes out of the fundraising overall, so...
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, the shirts...
Forgot about that. They pay for them.
Yeah. They pay for the shirts.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you happen to have that logo in a way that you could shoot it to me so I could show it full screen?
Of course I do.
So that people can understand. The shirt she's wearing, if you don't understand what she's wearing, it's the Barbara Seville's Wonderful 100 shirt. It is the AIDS Walk team that we've done for the past 10 years. Many of us have. And this year is Barbara Seville's...
I think.
I forget how many.
No, 4 years Wonderful 100. This is my fifth Wonderful 100, and I'm 6 years AIDS Walk
I'm
overall.
Getting a glass of wine.
So anywho, this is Barbara Sevilla has decided to step down from running this branch of this fundraising, but I guess she's continuing on because she's just become a board member.
She just joined the board, right?
Of Aunt Rita's Foundation, which is under the umbrella organization that the AIDS Walk is under. So, but this is the last year Barbara's going to spearhead this group. So it's
if you would send me that picture too. I'm going to sign up tomorrow and start raising some cash.
Oh, gotcha.
Why don't I do it here? Because it's here instead.
It's probably going to be easier for that. So, anyway, so you're making those. You're good copping.
I'm doing the thing. I'm good copping. Yeah. I've got shirt work and bar work. And apparently we've reached... Apparently 6 weeks into the new opening is the point when we decide to squabble over, like, dumb little shit. So...
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
My last couple
honeymoon's
of days.
Honeymoon's over.
Yeah, honeymoon's over. So now we're going to nitpick. So,
okay.
Which, I mean, it's fine.
What
and,
is the...
And
what is the... What is the oh, it's, cross
it's
on the wall.
Dumb
right
shit.
Now.
It's glassware. Oh, right now, glassware. It's glassware. Yeah.
Okay.
Dumb.
Well,
dumb,
now, dumb. Is it the skinny tall glasses you got?
No, it's it all started because I said something about branded beer glassware. I believe that if I have glassware that says a brand of beer on it, then I should only serve that beer in that glass.
Oh yeah.
Right.
True.
I'm on board.
Seems legit.
If I've got Budweiser on tap and I got a Budweiser
not
glass,
put
then
Coors in it.
Put them together. Right.
Yeah.
So then that led to like a whole drawn out thing that was ridiculous, and now it's just continued into other.
Because I will tell you, Coca-Cola venues. Does not want you dispensing Pepsi into their glassware.
Right. No. See, that's cups. What I'm saying. Right.
At a restaurant.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. So then it became a whole
wow.
thing.
Wow, that's good to know.
Like
that
sarcastic. Yeah. So okay. Yeah, just little nitpicky things at work, which is fun.
That's fun for you.
Yeah. Why not? I know.
6 weeks. It already seems like you've been in the new bar longer than 6 weeks.
Like a long time. Right. It doesn't seem like it's only been 6 weeks.
Right. No.
It seems like we've just always been there. And
yeah.
It does seem longer than that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah.
That's why I answered everything. Yeah, you're welcome.
You're the real hero.
You're the... That, that's the funniest scene.
Oh, I like this. I like the second picture. You're the real hero. With the pantsless mannequin.
Everybody's
like that
looking
one.
At her crotch. Stop it.
I love this.
Stop it.
Eyes up. Hang on.
My eyes are up
what?
Here.
Kim, that's not wearing any pants, and everybody's got to look straight at her crotch.
Well, I'm going to...
Of course, it's the lady mannequin. Hashtag me too.
Yeah.
Hashtag don't rape anybody.
Don't rape any mannequins.
Do we need to crop that out?
No, I'm not. This show is not marked as kid friendly anyway. So
I need to
really
put
care.
Pants on her.
So this is the okay. So here's the shirt that Kat's wearing. There's the design. It's the state of Arizona, and it says Wonderful 100 on it across the top, right above it.
And it's a direct ripoff / homage to the brand State 48.
Oh, gotcha.
So if you go Google State 48, they've written the words State 48 through the shape of Arizona in very much the same style that they put Wonderful.
Okay.
So it's it's either a tribute or a ripoff.
Whichever way you want. Like.
You be the judge.
Right. All right, so the Arizona state flag, Doug's disqualified because he's a native. What do the three colors stand for? The star's not in our flag, right?
There's a star.
There's a star okay. in the center.
Which represents copper.
Copper, and then sunshine. Is one sunshine and citrus?
Sunshine.
Right.
And copper. What's the third thing?
But I thought it was citrus, because this used to be a citrus state.
No.
The blood of our enemies.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Now, blue skies.
Wait, say that again? Blue skies and what else?
Copper, sunshine, and blue skies.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, all right.
I never knew that.
Now, the second
smiling
picture that Kat sent me that has the questionable mannequin. Here's that picture of three lovely shirts with the one mannequin sans pants. Yeah.
How am I now supposed to look at that?
Yeah.
You're supposed to look at the shirts. Look at the shirts.
Oh, my God.
You know
God,
what? You know what you have
so
to do?
Funny.
You have to go home and write in crayon.
That's
stop.
Wonderful.
I have a gynecologist across her vagina.
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, my God. Look down my throat.
Thanks,
and tell
Jenny.
Me if my hat's on straight. No, look up my ass and tell me if my hat's on straight. I said that wrong. Oh, my God.
Madness.
Kevin will now protect Doug. We have that just in for
that's
the chat
when we
room.
Go to the ghost hunt.
Oh, I miss a couple
yes,
lines?
Yes, you did.
Oh.
Me and Kevin and Al are going to a paranormal thing, but
okay.
Kevin's only protecting me, though.
Got it. When is this happening? Because I'd like to know when your final show is, because you're not coming back from that. I think you'll just be dead. I think they're going to SVU you in Oregon. It's Oregon SVU.
They could have a
wait,
show.
SVU's a
SVU in the ghost hunt on SVU in Central Park.
Well, no, it's going to be in Portland. They're going to Portlandia.
Portlandia, me, in a ghost hunt. And I wonder if there will be sexual assault.
Oh, you hope.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Take well, your rape whistle.
Not, maybe never
this,
used.
Maybe this time it'll work.
Still not used.
Still not used.
Every, I feel like once a year, we have to tell this story.
I think again. Really.
Do it now.
I think we
do
really
it now.
Do.
Let's.
So,
would you like music for this?
Our mutual friend Renee had a brief run of amateur theatrics here in. Well, so actually, this one was actually in New York. He actually did a stage show in New York. And there was a part where they were supposed to be, like, the extras were supposed to be milling about along the side.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're supposed to make chatty, non, you know, just dialogue.
Right.
But you, it has to look real. You can't do the 90210 thing where even the extras couldn't act. And you can, like, pretend to have a conversation. So he and this drag queen that was on stage got in this little bit of business over on the side in an actual conversation. And she just looks down the floor and she goes, has anybody seen my rape whistle? It's never been used.
It was never used.
So here's the people on the side of the stage that are supposed to be unapproved.
Right.
She says that Renee screams and just has to silently back off the stage because he was done.
That is wonderful.
It's never been used.
And I absolutely. Renee was still laughing like 6 weeks later when he told me this story, and I'm still laughing years later. And I've told the story so often that somebody got me a rape whistle for Christmas one year.
That's funny.
Does it bring all the boys to the yard?
No.
No.
Not one.
Not.
Make milkshakes. It'll help.
With the whistle?
I would have a lot better luck.
The milkshakes, they're what brings
them. Well, I know, but I was hoping in his case, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
The rape whistle is supposed to deter them.
Oh, that's true. I'm using it wrong.
Oh, turn it around.
Yeah.
Turn around.
Then it calls
rape
them out.
Whistle.
Yeah. It summons them at that point.
How much of that high ground we claimed earlier? Doug, what you been
that,
up to?
That disappeared.
How are things, Doug?
Things are going well. I'm thinking about cats. Switch to Good Cop. You said that your child is 12 years old?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to tell you is that manipulative doesn't change when they get to college, because
I believe my
students we've had our first testing cycle, and so I've gotten my I missed the exam because I had a flat tire. So here come the requests for the retakes.
Okay, right.
And just a lot of the, you know, can I do it this time? I can't do that time because I have to work. And finally, I just have to do like a drop dead, like Thursday by 3. Or you're getting a zero,
right.
You know. So
the only retext I ever requested was picture day. It's the only thing I ever requested. Odd.
Yeah,
I know.
Me too.
So other than that, it's just managing that, and it's more time consuming than I like.
Wow, it is you've got
weird.
That power. Like, you've drop dead time. This is it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty flexible, and ASU wants us to be. I mean, Summit, it's legit.
Yeah.
Like, they really are, and they're quick, because they're like, I was sick. Here's my. They're already sending me the doctor's note. I don't ever ask for them, but they're already. But you know, you get the occasional. I had a flat tire. It's like, no, you didn't. You didn't study. But here's an interesting thing. They didn't study. But I never had anybody that took a retake that did any better. It's like that kind of student isn't
right.
going to like
oh, I
do
see.
Any better. So I don't worry about it anymore. But there are some other instructors and professors there that don't. They're just like, you have this amount of time to like rebound from this, and that's it. And I haven't done that yet. I've always just let them retake.
So what is a typical grace period? Like within the week?
You shouldn't go out more than a week. With availability. So if they start hitting you with like, but I have to work or anything, it's like, then you're going to have to make a decision.
Right. Either work or you come to school.
Right. So.
And like my prereqs for nursing school, because one of their big things was life happens.
And it does. And it really does.
Yeah.
And our students are
busy. They would
be
like, you can drop one. So for
whatever
reason. No retakes.
Yeah.
You get one flat tire, one illness.
That's not a bad strategy. Some other, I don't do it, but some have done that. So,
but that was only when it got to after prereqs and into real nursing school. Then it was like, you're here for every fucking thing.
Oh yeah,
right.
And our students really are busy, so we're pretty sympathetic to it. And most I get them at the end, so by now they're getting ready to graduate. they don't want to screw it up. So a lot of it is really, it is legit. They're just, yeah. There's too much going on. And I actually like the honesty. I really like that. I had one guy, he emailed me. He was like, this paper is not going to be on time. What do you think of that? Like, I fucked up, you know. And I said, I think you can turn it in a day late. And I can do the, like, each day is this many points off. Yeah. But I didn't, because he was honest. He didn't lie. And he was like, oh, my God. And then you get a grateful student. Sometimes there's this big debate, you know, are you feeding them manipulation and they're just going to work you over in the future? Mm-hmm. Or does it sometimes help? I get, like, I'll tell you right now, with that student, he's never going to – he'll be – on fire. Right. He'll be an ally to me, not you know, wanting to burn my house down. So
don't give out your address.
No, I don't. So
yeah, have a lot of kids burning your house down.
And my first, are you doing an online classes?
I'm doing, yes, the last one I'm doing, it starts in October 10th is the last online course I will be teaching for ASU with unless it's a favor.
It starts on the 10th and ends when, like, how
7.5 weeks it ends on in the first week of December.
Okay.
I had an incident where I just could not figure out how to download the paper. And
oh,
it was
like
paper number 3.
Oh, that would be me.
So it sounded completely preposterous that, like, the sequence of events of how you download it,
how could you not
just
know?
Escaped me. But it was 11 o'clock at night and there was no one to call. There was no one that I knew that I thought, do you know how to do this?
Yeah.
Do this Blackboard system and this whole, like, thing
it's
that
a
they
nightmare.
Had arranged. And I had to email her. I'm like, I am drawing the, it's done. I will drive it to your house right now on paper. But getting it to you electronically
I don't know how to do it.
Boggling my, like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I realize the utter insanity of this being paper number 3 in this sequence of events has just eluded me. And, like, it was an older teacher, and she's like, I have those moments all the time. Just bring it to class.
Yeah,
bring
that
it to
would
school
be me.
In the morning.
Oh.
Bring it to the physical.
Right.
Because it was through, like, one of the local colleges. She's like, you can just bring it in person in the mornings. And you say it's written. I'm like, oh, happy to.
Yeah.
But and I'm like, and if you could just print off that piece of paper step by step of how to download these electronically, I could use that again.
Yeah.
That cocky day that I shredded it and said, oh, no, I've got this down.
I got this down. Yeah, no.
That'll teach you.
Yeah, happens.
Wow. So that's all that's been going on with me.
It seems like a lot.
No, it does seem like a lot.
It's
are your fire extinguishers up to date?
That is a valid question.
Well, like, have they been serviced? Have they been
my
refilled?
Smoke alarm? Yes. Fire alarm. Fire extinguishers. No.
Where do you keep fire extinguishers in your home?
I don't even have one.
This is a problem.
This is bad.
I think
with students burning your house.
I just bought one.
Did you? I mean, I guess it is a good idea, right?
I believe there are 4 in this house.
Fires happen.
I should know.
Mm-hmm. I think I have only one.
I have one.
It's in the kitchen under the sink.
How much do they cost a small one?
Not
very much. $15.
You're validating
that. That's all? I'm definitely getting one.
Maybe two.
Okay.
It's cheaper than fire.
It's cheaper.
Oddly.
Than your house burning down.
Well, it depends on your insurance, honestly.
Well, and if you really like your house or not. Now, let me tell you,
every house I've ever seen rebuilt after a fire is better. I don't care how much you like your house.
Better.
You will like it better.
Yeah.
Brand fucking new on the insurance company's dime.
And less clutter.
I can agree with that. So have you gone through a fire?
Start over.
I worked for a smoke.
Because I have.
I worked for a
that
fire,
I
smoke,
started.
And water restoration contractor. Yeah. I used to rebuild fires.
Wow. Okay.
Not rebuild fires.
Well,
she cleaned up where the fire
was. I also build fires, but no, I used to. Yeah,
wow.
I like,
you two should really talk a lot about
little
that.
Campfire.
I actually had a fire started in the room I was renting from someone when I was living in Paradise Valley. And I was renting a room. And it was a great house. And I loved that time of my life.
Is this back when you were freebasing?
Yeah.
You and Natalie Cole?
No. I was actually a really responsible part of my life.
Here.
But it was a ranch-style house. So it was built in the 70s. So I had what would have been like the maid's quarters or the mother-in-law house, you know, at the mm-hmm. other end of the house. Mm-hmm. But it was a great setup for a roommate. It had private entrance, Arcadia door out to the pool. It was amazing. And one night I went to bed, fell asleep with a candle lit.
Oh, it's always the candles.
On a desk. I know, right? I'm scared of them now. On a desk. And I guess the room was very clean at the time, and I had like a receipt for something. And I think what happened is that an air conditioning kicked on at some point, and it blew the receipt down onto the candle. Mm. Then the candle caught on fire, and this is in the morning, and then the desk, like, started to catch on fire. And it was one of my roommates was on the other side of the wall, which was the kitchen, eating breakfast, like, what the fuck is, like, what is, like, felt like heat or whatever, opens the door, and I'm still in bed, and he was like, Doug, you're screaming. I get up, and the desk is on fire, and then it started to, like, move. And I didn't know what to do. And there had been a towel over by where the Arcadia door was, and I picked it up and threw it. Don't do that when towels that have nylon in them, because
that's bad.
It fed the fire.
Right.
Sure. It made it worse. Uh-huh. And then it was so scary, actually, now that I think back on it. It was like, we're not putting this out. So now it's like, run out. So we called the fire department and they came, but it totaled the room. It was awful.
You know what would have helped that situation?
But the room looks so good.
A fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher.
Yes, exactly. So you're helping to remember
right
this.
Right next to your bed.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. You put one in the kitchen,
but
and
you know,
put one next to your
you're
bed.
Right. When they did the remodel, it looked so good. And then I had a ceiling fan and it had a remote control, yeah, which I thought was the funniest thing in the world, that a fan would have a remote control, but it did.
Don't doubt it.
Yeah, I
change
know.
Change it.
I know.
This one doesn't have it.
Oh, I thought it did.
No.
But
the
let
one
me
that we
tell
had
you,
in the other studio did.
Let
oh,
me,
the other
and then I'll, sorry to sabotage your thing.
Right. They're handy.
But this is the worst phone call, one of the worst you'll ever have to make in your life. The person that owned the home, Brendan, who rented it for me.
Hey, Brendan, it's
had
Doug.
God. Well,
listen,
well,
small thing.
No, but it listened to why.
Don't
exactly.
Panic.
No, that's why. But guess where he was? He was in Colorado on a ski weekend with his girlfriend. And literally was like, you know, don't burn the house down while I'm gone. And I had to call him and be like, hey, Brendan, how's skiing going? And he's like, pretty good.
Thing.
Like, why? Because, and we were not, it was the only roommate I've ever had in my life that we were not close friends. I've never done that before, where you like rent a room from somebody. We were friendly, but like we didn't do anything together. So it wouldn't be like if I was like, Al, I burned the house down,
and
you would have like been okay with it. But and he was too, but he was like, what? Because, and think of the help, if he was at work, he would have come right home. But you're in like another state,
yeah.
That freaked him out. So he was like, how bad is it? I'm like, well, it's bad, but I just burned my room, you know, nothing else. So he was a little upset, but then the thing that was so nice about him when he got back. Yeah.
He
was
not
justified
thrilled. Yeah. You know what he said to me after all was said and done and it got the remodel and everything? He was like, you know, Doug, now that I think about it, why couldn't you just burn the whole damn house down? Because his part didn't get fixed. Just my, yeah. You know, it was older.
You got a better room.
I had a better room after nearly burning his house down. So,
yeah.
Okay.
The most gorgeous transformation I ever saw, honest to God.
Oh, yeah.
This man, like, was making pierogies on the stove, had the oil, had the pierogies in there, decided to go mow his lawn on a big like riding tractor.
Clayton's in.
Burned his kitchen down and got a gorgeous fucking house out of it for his $1,000 deductible.
Well,
that is
that's the way insurance
crazy.
Works.
$1,000 and skipped lunch one day.
Yeah.
Bam, brand
and
new house.
And you get a better house
everything.
Out of
all
the
new
deal.
Flooring,
follow-up
all new
question,
finish.
How were the pierogies?
Overdone.
Oh. Dead. Yeah, a little too crisp.
Cats and candles.
So, a little too crisp.
A little too crisp.
Yeah.
Well, I did nothing much. I did some breaking and entering.
Oh.
Because, you
anywhere
know,
good?
We're building the new hospital.
Oh, good.
And, you know, there's that thought that we're, no one believed it. But no, and actually, I think they've stopped saying it out loud. That we're going to close the one hospital and just move into the other. Oh, no.
No, no.
We're going to have 29 stories of fun by the time this is done.
Sure. Because why wouldn't you?
Because the 17th floor...
What's better than 28 stories of fun?
Is the
29.
Next, yeah, 29. The 17th floor is the next one to open. So we've been using our badges to go around and tour the new building because we're on the code team and there's going to be codes in two separate... One 12-story building, one 17-story building, one code team...
Right.
That's 29 floors of good times that can happen.
That's some serious cardio.
So we've decided like to start like exploring and find out how to get from A to B. Uh-huh. So I'm kind of walking by like construction signs that say construction's working only, and hit the button and maybe don't go in here. I'm going in here.
Yep.
Because it's, you know, we're just weeks away from them ringing a bell saying code blue, tower one, 17th floor, and then half the crew being like, where the fuck
is that?
Is that?
Right, right.
Now you had mentioned previously on the old
the first two
radio
floors
show
already in there.
That there was a problem with elevators. Mm. Now, has that been rectified at all or no?
It has. It is rectified, and I had a dream last night about that. Isn't that strange? It has been rectified, and there is a new. They're just building a set of elevators that were supposed to be 5 years away. They're just going to build those. In case we dream up anything else. But the problem they had was they filmed a video of like transporting people and things through the elevator system. And they went through to like, because it's a little bit of Tetris, if I'm using that correctly. Like, you do have to put like this person in with this machine, this person in with this machine, the bed in. Like, you do have to do a, like, there's a lot of
jockeying,
moving people in a large, a giant bed on an elevator. And one of the problems was that the video that they took to show their success, someone cut off the video before the elevator doors closed. So the thought was that the elevator doors didn't close. But that was just bad videography.
Okay.
That they needed, like, and so when they're like, where is this rumor started? I'm like, well, can I show you the video that you all posted of your success? I'm like, it ends before it ends. So it looks like you failed. So it's not gossip. You posted this.
Right.
This was your dramatic reenactment of how this was going to go, and somebody stopped the video. So it looks like you didn't complete your task. And I'm like, oh, we're going to take that down. I'm like, yeah, think it through. Like,
right. So the elevator is fine.
If you show someone putting out a fire and then the video ends before the fire's out, you'll just assume, well, that just burned down.
Well, the house is gone.
Like, well, like, maybe we should stop filming that.
But now we assume that you get a better house out of it at the end.
Well, we do get a better house out of it. I mean, it really is. And there's everybody's concerned because the one the hospital is clover shaped. So there's four pods.
The original four-leaf
clover. Yeah, the hospital we currently work at. Clover shaped. With these amazing views of the valley, unless you work in the second floor ICU, and then you're just looking at walls because that's the like all the ancillary buildings. But up on our floor, on the 11th floor, we have like these panoramic views of the city, and they're gorgeous. So nice. And everyone's very concerned about the views at the new building, and you just have to tell people, like, all they did was build a building right there.
10 feet next door. It's
so
right there.
So that building looks at everything.
You just
and higher.
You can see, except for where we look at each other.
Right.
You're not
going
to have a view on that floor. Right. But this building's only 12 stories high.
Right. So
13 through 17 is looking over.
360. Yeah.
And it's amazing to see how many people just can't figure that out. Like, oh, well, the view won't be as good as the other hospital. How?
Yeah. How?
It's right next door,
it
and
just
there's
got
nothing
better.
Between us. Mm-hmm. Like, to the west, there is nothing but blue sky. Like, and to the east, nothing but blue sky. To the south, there's nothing on any side
someday
of us.
Someday I want to come visit. I'll just come down and take a tour.
Yeah, I mean, the views are very nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do forget that. I mean, one time a friend lived in this the apartment building here, just on the block, the Landmark.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't been up in it. I went to some gathering, and we were on one of the top floor. There's a game room and whatever is up there. And I've never been up there, but you forget even as
you do.
How many floors up that is.
I know.
Wow.
That's
what you see.
I think that's 15.
Maybe it's 15.
I have an offer for you, Clayton.
Oh, my gosh.
You can come visit me at ASU because...
Downtown, right?
Downtown.
Okay.
It's called the USINT building. It's our main building. And it's it's got a ninth story, but it's about eight stories. But on our floor, they've run out of classrooms for when I became a full-time instructor. Or not classrooms, office spaces. So I share an office with somebody, but because there weren't any, I thought that's where I was going to be. They said, well, we have to get off-site office space. And I was like, okay, I don't, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And they said, well, we have a relationship with Chase Tower. I know. And I'm like, what?
Never,
and they're like, we're ASU. We can do it. We can make relationships happen.
I've never been in Chase Tower.
So, okay, this will be fun. So I said, oh, okay. And it's really weird because we're the School of Community, you know, Public Solutions. And so it's the do-gooders, you know. But Chase Tower is all like banking. And,
right. You'd think it would be. Yeah.
Capitalism.
I should hope so.
You know?
My gosh.
Yeah. It's like really... Like
I hope
the vibe,
it's not like this horrible place where like people just chase each other around.
Yeah.
it just feels so. Anyway, so this is the punchline. It's so funny to me. They said, "Well, ASU has got like a part of a floor up there, and so there's going to be you, and then the professor you share the thing with, and then next door to you, we're going to house this little research thing that we're doing with like three people, and then that's it. There's going to be two other things of ASU, but they're totally unrelated to us. They're pieces of ASU. I didn't even know what they do or who they are.
Okay.
They probably
but when
don't
you get up there, that's how big ASU is. You're like, what the fuck do they do? Well, who are they? But when you get up there,
they monitor logistics of office space.
Yeah. So it's like, well, who are they? But when you get up there, the cool thing is, even though it is all the whole buildings, all that banking, whatever, when the doors open and you go inside, you feel like it's us. It's ASU.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to start laughing. I'm on the 33rd floor.
Oh,
that's got to
so
be nice.
It is. And I have the south view. Okay. So I'm looking at South Mountain.
Oh,
but when
lovely.
You walk, go, it's really it's
from
not
that level
where
you're
I am
at Tucson
but you know when you go to the other side, wow, that north view, is something
else.
Like
and like you were saying,
you can go to all, and then when you're looking east past the airport or west, like you said, is nothing but sky. It is nothing but sky. But if you want to come visit,
I would love to.
Mondays and Wednesdays are my office days. So if you want to come down and have lunch, and then we can go sightsee from the.
That'd be cool. Because again, I've walked around that building. I've never been in it.
You'll love it
all the time. And it's Is it now the second tallest building in the state?
I think it is.
Because it was the tallest. But I thought
think it still is.
Is it? We'll have to look that up. But I thought
you're invited too. Well,
I thought something was built.
Not that you're not invited.
Oh, and why not? Where's Kevin? We need to just invite Kevin to go too. Well,
Kevin, Keith, you can come back.
Is it Kevin or Keith?
Kevin. Still Kevin.
Kevin. Yes. David. David.
I like that you're worse with names now than I am.
I'm horrible with names. Sorry.
What are you doing?
Wow.
I'm looking for the song I've been singing for half an hour.
Light jazz.
Okay,
so there's what are you been up to this week?
Well, just the normal. It's working and doing projects. Last night, I had an emergency call.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Ernie.
Oh, no.
Ernie let somebody work on her house. But I think it was a warranty situation where...
That'll happen sometimes.
They installed a garbage disposal. And I don't know if you probably understand this, Kevin.
I do.
When you install a garbage disposal, there's the piece that goes in the bottom of the sink that's got the little thing that says, you know, garbage disposal.
It actually usually says in-sinkerator.
In-sinkerator, right. Yeah. Or depending on what mine says KitchenAid.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because that's what it is.
Because that's the brand.
Anyway, those collars are all the same. Well, when you install those, there's a snap ring that goes in, and there's three screws that attach it to the sink. Three screws that you lock that
that'll
sucker.
Be your sound effects
and then you lock, there's a twist lock that you lock the garbage disposal to. Well, she kept wondering. She said, the problem was it was leaking. So she called me to see if I could come fix that.
Okay.
Then she said, and it makes a lot of noise. So she said it vibrates the whole kitchen. Well, come to find out, whoever installed it didn't put any of those screws in. It literally
like
is just loosely hanging out in the sink.
Oh my gosh.
And finally it rattled and did enough that it broke apart whatever seal there was. So we replaced that for
her. So her seal's loose.
Oh, man.
A
loose seal can do a lot of damage.
Oh, no.
It's just some ice cream.
Coming up in headlines, I have loose squirrels.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Well, squirrels are back.
It's awfully loud where you are. Are you taking a Zumba class?
I didn't know Chase was 40.
So right before I leave, she says, well, would you look at something else? All of a sudden, in her shower, and I don't know when all this work was done to their place, she says the hot and cold handle was hard to move. Well, she moved it and showed me how it was difficult to go, and then I did it just to test it, and then the water wouldn't shut off. The whole valve went to shit. So fortunately, she knows where the cutoff to her house is for all water.
That's important to know.
Marnie and I loaded up and went to the Home Depot and bought the cartridge and fixed it, so all good. Everything was good. But it was nice to be able to just save somebody's life with all these water issues. But I'm running into, because I started a project at Marnie's house. She had some fences fixed and a bunch of other stuff done.
Truett Fuentes.
Yes, Truett Fuentes did that work. And wow, somebody needs to teach him how to do some projects correctly.
Oh,
Truett, if you're listening.
Wow.
Maybe you could help him out.
Well, really? I am. I'm fixing.
He's quite the woodsman and contractor.
You'd think.
Well, that's the impression that I get.
Yeah. Well, Aaron said that his motto is Is it built by Truett, I think, is what his motto is. And Aaron says that you could do a follow-up comment. He says, fixed by Clayton.
So, it's good to have an asterisk.
Yeah, right there.
That's very funny.
Well, it's built by Truett, parenthetically.
Fixed by Clayton.
Clayton fixes it.
I've started working on her fence.
Look at Jodie's suggestion. I like it.
Oh, look at that. Fixes it. Well, sure. Doesn't he always?
That's a good website to buy.
Is fixed by Clayton not available, though? Because I like how that sounds better. Fixed by Clayton.
All the websites you
do
buy.
Do not look up Is Clayton Fixed, because that's a very different site altogether.
No.
I feel like that's a whole other show.
I don't want to relive her neutering.
I started doing that project for Marnie to fix all the stuff that she's got over there, which is crazy. But it's been kind of fun. I've been playing this little lifesaver person. I got a hair salon that needed a washer fix, which is in my shop, which I haven't had time to get to yet, but they've got a temporary one they're using, which is a good courtesy of Marnie Ryer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very nice.
But the other thing, what?
Can't find a glass in that girl's house, but she's got a spare washing machine.
Right. She doesn't have proper drinking ware, but
she's a lesbian.
It's because she didn't have champagne flutes. Settle down.
No, you know the story last year. I couldn't even get a glass for anything.
For water.
She bought new washers and dryers, and the other ones were sitting outside, and I knew this, so I text her, and I'm like, hey, can I borrow the washer? And she's like, yeah. So I go over
it's
and
a weird relationship. Got it. Some cup of sugar, loaded it washing up. Machine.
I have to say, I can't point fingers because right now the glassware in my house is not matched at all. Like, there are not two glasses the same. Oh, no, it's not.
Do you have a glass for beer?
No, I drink it straight out of the can.
Atta girl!
You had it in a glass here, though.
I do drink it in a glass
here. Because we're fancy. Because
you went to a gay man's house.
Because people are watching.
Oh, because people are watching. What'd you say? Because yeah. He went to a gay man's house. Well, right.
He has glasses for shit he doesn't drink. Right?
I have manners. I just choose not to use them in my own home.
I think there's 12 it's or 13 there's an audience, champagne flutes in there.
Thank God.
I have wine glasses that are short, wine glasses that are
and
tall.
I saw baby bottles of champagne in your refrigerator.
That's from Carlton.
Oh, we still have those. Yourself. That's true. Yeah.
I just might.
Carlton brought those.
In the proper glassware.
Yeah. We can have them, but I want to save a few of them.
I'm bringing real champagne for that.
Oh, are you? Oh, well, then let's crack the motherfuckers open.
Okay, let's have one.
Yeah. No, okay. Sure.
All right.
No, I'm not. Remember that? It took like 10 minutes to get a drink of water out of them. I'm like, Ernie, you want a glass of water
what
here in Marnie's.
Do?
What do you use?
Spell it for me.
Any receptacle or chalice.
Exactly. Show me on the doll where the water comes from.
Very Helen Keller.
We were way into dinner.
Running water.
If it wants the water,
she's
it's got to say water. You know what I mean?
Meanwhile, Marty's just spraying you with the little thing on the sink.
I have a Helen Keller headline for
later. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, good. That's good. And timely.
She's all caught up.
So, anyway, the hair
they're
salon,
good jokes.
Is,
they make good
they've
jokes.
Got a temporary thing. But my biggest, my big project today was my thing. You understand. Well, you all will because you've worked in the bars and the food industry. Ice machines are the lifeblood of a fucking bar.
My
right?
gosh, yes. If we no, don't have ice, no, we don't no. have
and
anything.
And the bane
especially
of our
in
existence.
Arizona.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, right. But
that's why you just lease them. Don't fucking buy
but
them.
But I enjoy them. I enjoy them because I can make them work.
There you go.
So anyway, I did.
That makes
I,
you
I,
almost indispensable.
I, well, that's what Stacy said today. He's like, you realize that you're never leaving here. I'm like, okay, well, I feel
well,
that's
sure.
job security,
sure.
When they installed it new, that machine was timed at, which I thought was lengthy. It made a batch of ice every 19 minutes. A sheet
no, that
of ice.
Feels good.
That's it.
That feels real good.
Yeah. Well, I went through it today.
Well, you got to make it weird.
I went through it today.
Trying to be encouraging and supportive.
It's a gift.
You got to go
so that's three batches an hour. It's what, at 19? That's because you're 20 right. minutes. That's about three batches an hour, right?
It's a lot more than a lot of guys get.
I was told there'd be no math.
So I just went through, cleaned, fixed, did all, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We're at 11 minutes.
Ooh.
I'm getting five batches an hour.
You're going to wear yourself out, sir.
God, I know. It's wonderful. Exhausting. It's a lot of shoveling.
Well, I take a nap.
Make sure to use plenty of lotion.
Oh, that's right here. We got two of them.
Got a new jug, yeah. Oh,
why do we have two lotions?
Well, I don't really like that. Oh. I've had that for years, and he likes it. And this is, I like this because this is healing.
Oh, the gold bond, sure.
Yeah, I like the gold bond. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've got that because I'm turning into Al because my hands are in
Could
water so much and I'm washing.
Right
so
I'm feeling
my,
very dry.
Look, my hands are just drying out.
Like, all the time.
Where you were bleeding.
Oh, look at this lotion. Now we're a lotion show. Kat, would you like some lotion?
Do not Google lotion smells. Shows. I just want to warn the viewers.
It smells good, too.
Well, it's Gold Bond.
I love it.
It's wow. I'm glad you're impressed with my lotion.
I love your lotion.
Try it on your nether regions. Yeah. Where,
well, that's what Gold Bond's for, right?
If I could reach it, I would.
No. Well, you need someone to help
I know you
out.
Can't see those shoes, but they're beautiful.
They're gorgeous. And all of our shoes are slip-ons. No bending over.
It'll hide a cream sauce or tears.
You're home on a Saturday night alone. Whatever you're doing.
This fabric will hide a cream sauce or tears.
Elephantine elegance. That's just one of my favorite lines.
I mean, now that everybody can be a plus-size model.
I can't.
Oh my god! At some point, we have to play that. Too.
I love that. I just love that. Just
oh my god!
Like the colors are. The color is also available in Kinkle. you know what we're talking about?
No, I have no idea.
It was a Mad TV segment.
Oh, we're going to play it to end the show.
Yeah, we'll
oh,
have to good. Do that. It was a Mad TV segment where they were doing like QVC. And they were doing
plus size
clothing. And the two girls that are hosting it are stick figures. Like, they're like right. this. But it's full-size models. And they called it Elephantine Elegance.
Oh, my God.
And the one gal walks out, they're talking about the shoes. And she says, now, I know you can't see those shoes, but they are gorgeous.
Oh, God bless
Not
man,
everyone can be a plus-size model. I mean, I can't.
The last one walks out in an outfit that looks like a circus tent. They just lose it.
And it's Mo Gaffney. Mo Collins.
Mo Collins.
So funny.
Who played Stewart's mom.
Who's now on Fear the Walking Dead of all the weird...
Oh, yeah.
Casting choices.
Oh my God!
I'm watching Fear of the Walking Dead. I'm like, wait, who is that lady? Mm-hmm. And it's the first thing I thought of was I wanted her to turn to somebody and say that. That went
or to
wrong.
Be or to be Stewart's mom. What you doing there, huh?
I like to roll pickles.
Or Lorraine. She's like Lorraine.
When she goes on that stupid game show. I like to roll pickles.
she's
so funny.
I did not watch enough.
Mad TV was such a good show.
I love that show.
I didn't have to watch it because Darren would bring in clips and play them every Monday from their show. Oh my God.
That's a good time. Okay. Hokey smoke. Now I'm all warm.
And we don't have to do it, but the one that did Deborah Wilson?
Oh, they did.
The Oprah.
Oh.
She said the best Oprah ever.
I've seen some of those.
Do you remember the video one, the outside one with
Jackass?
Jackass with the husband.
Oh. That I call it lazy, whatever he was. Lighting a lazy brother on fire. Stedman, tell him what you think. I can speak. Talk to America.
Well, that's also where we get Nicole Kidman.
That's a different one. That's where she does.
Deborah Wilson was her name.
Deborah Wilson. Yeah.
That's
so
the one where
funny.
She's interviewing on.
The characters where we get that.
But she's on giant. She's on Thin Lady Cam. So whenever they,
yeah.
She's like, and look, right. we have plus size actor Forrest Whitaker is our guest. Oprah, that's you.
Because they would switch to the other camera not her thinning camera, and
so
then she's
all of
like
a sudden, this giant hand would come across and hand somebody a glass of water. So they had Oprah on skinny cam and then Oprah on the other cam.
On the fat cam.
So it was a split cam.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm going home and looking at that on YouTube.
Oh my God. Oh, I just.
Get in a garbage can and roll down a hill.
I clearly have some homework.
I will send it to you.
I'm moving my television to the garage.
I would finish work. I would first work every Monday night and then sit in the audience, sit in the bar and have a drink. And it was like 2 weeks, because I'm not a big fan of Oprah. So I just heard Oprah's voice and just tuned out. Because I'm
right.
like,
right.
I don't know I what we're watching, but it's not going to be funny. So I just completely tuned out. And finally, Darren was like, are you seriously not watching this? I'm like, I just don't like Oprah. Like, do I have to? And he's like, it's not Oprah. It's Mad TV Oprah on Jackass. And I was like, rewind that. Hold on. Damn, I have to see this. First off, I almost shit my pants because I wouldn't give Jackass money. I wouldn't pay to see that movie.
Yeah.
But I snuck into theaters. I would go see anything, watch the movie, and then sneak into Jackass. So I've actually seen Jackass like 40 times because the entire run it was in the theater, I saw it like every day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, and it's the real cast of Jackass with her playing pranks on each other. And it's, oh my God, it's so wrong. I'll find the link and put it in the chat room.
Yeah.
It's way more entertaining than this.
Well, and then there's the whole kid.
Yeah, the number of things that are. Yeah.
Then there's the other thing where Will Sasso, who was on there, played Kenny Rogers. And he's like drunk.
World famous roaster.
World famous roaster, Kenny Rogers. And they did all stupid things with Kenny Rogers. It was so funny.
Oh, good.
Of course, Stewart. That's where we get Stewart and, and that's where Alex Borstein got her big start. Lois Griffin's voice.
Yeah.
And Getting On. She was so good.
And didn't she just
win
an Emmy last night?
Two.
Thank you.
Which I'm sure is coming up entertainment there.
Oh, yes.
So many
we
fun
have
things.
To
but,
talk
oh, Mad TV, I swear, there's so many.
What the hell? Yeah, I never watched much of it.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure I'm done.
Good times, though. Well, do we have obsessions? Right. Do we have things to obsess over?
I have one thing if you do.
Well, then, by God. Sure. By God, we're going to do it.
Obsession. Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references only to be met with blank stares?
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
Well, I have an update.
Okay.
Oh, already? Is this breaking news?
Breaking news, as longtime listeners might know.
Okay.
Last week, my telephonic device stopped performing its primary function.
Mm-hmm. Being a phone.
Being a phone, right.
Uh-oh, what have you done?
Well, I bought a phone.
Yeah.
I
can see the phone.
Can you
here.
See the phone?
I feel like it's at a home button.
Did you
it drink, does have a home button.
Oh, I feel like it looks like mine.
Did you drink some Kool-Aid over the week?
I haven't drank the Kool-Aid, but I have changed teams momentarily.
Oh, so it's a brand new iPhone?
It's a heterosexual phone.
Yeah, right. I know. Look at my straight phone. So I've had instilled in me since childhood a racism against all Apple products. Mm-hmm. It's really just a racist thing.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about them either.
Right. Well, my mom was a computer programmer in the 80s.
Mm. Okay.
And programming for Apple products, especially in the 80s, was ungodly awful. Mm-hmm. And they were just, like, you just couldn't do it. Like, it wasn't a platform that you could work for unless you were a select few men. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, there was no way a woman was going to work for Apple at that time. And there was no way you were ever going to get into that secret club.
Mm-hmm.
So, lifelong racism against all Apple products.
And that sexism?
Of course it is. Okay. Welcome to the computer industry in the 80s.
No, I'm just saying, but how is it racism?
Well, because we're very anti-Apple.
Oh.
Right. Apple being very sexist, we became very racist against Apple.
I gotcha. Back on board.
Right. Mixing our metaphors, it's fine. But anyway, so, you know, I've been happy with Droid and Microsoft products and all these things. But said unruly 12-year-old that I speak about a lot is turning 13 and will be receiving a phone device.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mom and Dad have already decided, and it's a thing, and apparently it's to be an iPhone. So I...
Oh, I know exactly
there was
where
a
you're
motive.
Going on this.
So I cannot stand by having a rebellious teenager have an electronic device of any kind in my house that I don't know everything about.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And can link to
add a girl. I
shut down.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. And I can, you know, figure out all the things and link it up. And it won't be on my plan, so I'm not sure how that works with the family thing.
Does the child realize you're already like 5 miles ahead of him on this road or no?
You know, most of the time.
Okay.
Most of the time, he's not really surprised.
Oh, okay.
That I already know.
I think
know
it's
going
to be interesting when he's like, "Oh, look, I got an iPhone," and you're like, "Well, look."
No. He already knows I
and
got
we're
a phone.
Already all synced.
Listen, the attention that this motherfucker pays to my electronics. Saturday morning, I decided, you know, last week, and I said, "All right, I just can't anymore. Like, it's crashing my phone to get calls. I'm trying to do like actual important things, and I need to talk to people occasionally, like twice a month, but still."
Mm-hmm.
Like, how embarrassing that somebody calls me for a business purpose and I have to be like, my phone crashed. Let me call you from my landline.
Yeah.
Super not okay.
It's very, very 93.
Very, very 93.
Oh, my pager went off. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I did the research and I looked at it and I was in the Verizon store like 5 minutes. Because I walked in. I made an appointment online. I walked in. I said, all right, here's what I want. I want this phone in this color and I want to trade this one in, and I know I owe this much, and like told him his job.
Oh, look at you! All right.
I don't know a lot about. But I heard all these new ones came out. Is it like
it
a
is
new
not?
One?
It is not one of the new ones. No. Because
those look so expensive.
They are so expensive. Mine. Yeah, this one's an 8.
Is yours old?
This one's the iPhone 8, which still appears to be a very functional, just fine phone for a whole lot less money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Does all the things.
I'm waiting for all the people to buy the new phones, then all the old phones will be for sale, and that's where I'll upgrade to something different.
And I wish I could have waited that long, but I just couldn't.
Right. You were in desperate times, Kat.
Desperate
I understand.
Times.
Completely understand.
I love that. Yeah. I love the reason why, though.
Oh, yeah, because there's no way he's having an iPhone, and I don't know shit about iPhones.
Right.
Mm-mm. Settle down. That's what
I
you want?
Like
that's what
it.
I'm getting too, pal.
I like it.
Yeah, but the biggest thing that I've noticed, same.
Mm-hmm.
they're the fucking same.
Yeah, there's not there's not there's a no huge difference.
So there's not a big learning curve with them.
Not a big learning curve.
The one thing that's nice for the mild to moderate stalker in me is I know when you've read my message, and I know if you're currently reading it and responding because of the little dots that come up.
But only if I allow that, because I already looked at that setting that I can.
Is that
I
only for iPhone people?
Yeah.
That's between iPhone people, but I can turn that off so you don't get to see that.
I shut it off for almost everybody with the read receipt, so you can't. Not everybody can see when I read a message.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's some people like,
bitches get impatient,
you.
And sometimes I want to take it. A minute.
I just know if you're online. The little, you
like,
know what I mean?
Immediately typing right now. Right.
Yeah. No. Like, are you ignoring me? Did you read this and you're ignoring me? That's the only thing I know.
Oh. Oh, I can
see. Mine just says delivered. It doesn't say, like, read or anything like that. It just says successfully delivered.
Send me a text. Because mine, I believe for you, I have it set so that if I read it, it'll say it. So just send me a. This is stimulating radio for you guys who are just
it's very watching us text each other. Yeah.
So what's your obsession?
Doug.
Okay, so mine, Al, I think you know about. I have found this singer, Kat, and I want you to know about her because I have a feeling you might like her, that I discovered named, I can't even see, my goodness, where did that go?
Okay, now, does it say
now
red?
Now, this is good radio right
here. Oh, yeah, yours does.
For Laura Pergolizzi, but she goes by...
The traditional spelling?
LP.
LP. Cute. Long playing.
Amazing. Someone, I saw her on someone else's on Facebook. They said you need to listen to her sing. I did, and my life has been changed forever. Wow. So now I've been going down a rabbit hole of her. I think you liked it. I told you to look at it. So and now I've been looking at more and more.
She looked like a lesbian.
Yeah, she does. And I no, like she does. But you've got to hear her sing. In fact, maybe we could make that even happen. But anyway, so I love everything she does. She's an amazing artist. And then I just saw she has a cover of Beyoncé's Halo, which is a decent song, you know, when Beyoncé did it. But her 7-minute rendition is incredible.
It's funny. I don't really care about the Beyoncé version of that song. I've heard it here and there. But I've heard so many people remake that I think is so good.
When you hear this LP do it, Al, I'm assigning you to listen to that 7 minutes. And at 3:39 seconds, you're going to lose your shit because she just riffs on
it. Please have towels nearby.
Amazing. So
perhaps a wet wipe.
Maybe. Squeegee.
Her singer name is LP, but it's Laura Pergolizzi, and I guess she's getting a following now, and I'm a big fan.
All right.
Fantastic.
Wow.
The Halo cover appears to not be available on Spotify, so we may have to look.
I found it on YouTube, I think.
Elsewhere.
So mine is the Anderson Cooper replying to this meme that's going around that he was kneeling down during Florence to show the floodwaters when... The picture that they're showing is actually from a hurricane in Texas like 10 years ago, and he's showing you the water. Like there's a still picture where you can see the guy taking the camera shot and him, and the guy standing the camera shot is on dry ground, and Anderson is like standing in waders, and he's up to his waist.
Is it Katrina?
No, it's not Katrina. It's from 2008.
Because he was huge on Katrina coverage.
But this was... So everybody's sending around the still picture of him standing there and the cameraman, and that he's faking it, he's over-exaggerating, because now, you know, the Trumpers have to say that they over-exaggerate all hurricane news.
Right.
As people are dying in the Carolinas, and Wilmington has become an island in the middle of Carolina that didn't used to exist.
And still dying in Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico.
Exactly.
So Anderson took it on... And said, okay, the still picture does look incriminating, but watch the actual video where
Of course, always watch the video.
He's standing there, and he's showing you that the waters have receded, and he shows you on a pole. He walks over to a pole, shows you that he's receding, and says, we're standing here because they're doing rescues over there on the only passable road, and we don't want to be filming and impeding a rescue.
Mm-hmm. So he seems smart.
Yeah, so he's pointing out the waters are receding. It's drier in some places. It's deeper in some places. And it's part of that new thing to show people that it's not just like if a hurricane lands as a category one, but when something stops at like 2 miles an hour and lands at coastal towns where I'm
forever and ever and ever.
I spent many summers of my childhood on the Outer Banks, that those are barrier islands that are not going to hold up. Like this, like we would call it reclaimed land in the West, or like what they always said the lower Manhattan was, but it's not. Mm-hmm. So, it's just weird, but to see him take it on and be like, because now Trump Jr., Donnie, has decided to
DJ
to
TJ.
Chime in with his dumb fucking mouth.
Yeah, so now he's decided to say that Trump, that they're all exaggerating hurricane damage to make Trump look bad. And I'm like,
no, they've been exaggerating hurricane damage since there was a camera and a hurricane.
Yeah, and there are times happening. Where, and I recently made fun of it. You can find the video on my Facebook page.
I posted
page.
It. Yeah. It's hysterical. It's the one Joe was just talking about now. By the way, Joe, there's the second video on that link is even funnier. But here's what I want to say about that, because of Anderson Cooper's, you know, really made one of the big ways he made his name was with that hurricane coverage.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
And tight shirts.
Was and fantastic Katrina coverage.
Yeah.
He is not going to do anything fake now. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not, he has too much integrity for that.
Right.
He would never do it for a subject like that ever.
Yeah. So we're too far into
no,
a career.
No.
So and the guy faking the guy faking the winds is a little much. But then if you look, like, the wind is blowing, and he does throw it something in the air that flies.
The second video is so much better.
Yes,
the guy up against the wall, and he's like, "We have to go," and it's so much longer and so much better. He's like, "We have to go here to be safe," and they're panning out of the ocean, and there's these people walking. There's a guy riding his bike, and it's so bad that the anchor in the studio is like, "Hey, Tom. We're panning out and we see a lot of people there, so what's that all about?" And he's like, and he's totally trying to tap dance, you know, through. He's like, "Well, he's totally, now he's busted." And he didn't think his anchor was going to throw him under the bus.
Right, yeah.
And he's like, "Well, a lot of people come out to watch storms because they're so severe." And the people are like, they're literally walking down to look at. It's like, it's his, I've got to find that one too. It's hysterical.
But there are things of like especially Toronto, New York, Chicago, where like you're on a street and the wind is blowing you over and the people on the cross street are like, "The fuck are you doing?"
Oh, sure, because so you're just because on the wrong side of the
wind like a tunnel. Like coming down a building and causing a tunnel. Like, those winds are blowing it. Like, when the guy that's doing the thing and the people are walking, you can't fake trees blowing unless you have somebody with a fan. But when he throws that thing in the air and it flies, like, okay.
The wind is blowing.
He may be putting a little bit too much emphasis on trying to stand still, but that wind is blowing and these people are dying. Like,
right. Yeah. Like, that's the important part.
Okay, we can maybe cut down. And you don't have to stand outside. And it happened in the video that I made, that when we were making fun of hurricane coverage when we were in P-Town, because it looks like we're standing in the rain, and the first part of that is a weird special effect that just happened, where the rain is dripping off the roof of the house.
Right.
We're not in any rain at all, but it does look in that first part like
magic.
We're raining.
Television magic.
But I even do the thing with the wind.
That cracked me up, too.
Like, it was so funny, like, that's the wind, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's done it.
Talking into a whisk.
You also have to factor in where
the
they're standing.
The whisk was priceless.
Yeah. And if you're out on the beach, that wind may not be as bad because there's nothing tunneling it.
Were you staying in a... Where were you staying?
We were in this big house that has two... It has like a wraparound porch. And our friend,
I was just kind of wondering, you know, when you go to stay in P-Town, like, why does where you stay need to have a whisk?
Yeah. Well, because we rent, rent a house. Cookies.
The gays are making crepes. Come on.
The night prior.
But you were in a place that it was where they lived.
Yeah, we rent houses there. There's no hotels in P-Town, so you have to rent a house. So usually when I do my videos with Kevin where I interview him the first night in P-Town, we use my umbrella because it hasn't rained there before.
Right.
So because he actually wanted an umbrella, we had to find something for a microphone, and that's where the whisk comes in. That it was just, and the only thing that's missing from that video is that every time we do those fake videos, I always tell him, "Talk into the microphone." And he always just instinctively leans into the umbrella, the whisk, whatever I'm holding.
That it's not a microphone.
That he actually thinks someone's going to hear him better.
I
love Kevin.
That is fantastic.
Just the way he follows me into those videos. And it was Chris had a new camera. That was the whole point of that, was Chris had a camera. He wanted to practice like editing and see how much sound he could pick up. Because he's quite a ways away picking up sound on that camera. That camera really was amazing. And wanted to practice editing. So Kevin did that interview about 10 times.
Oh.
Like, that's not one take
it's
at all. That's
no. I realize it wasn't one take. But I do enjoy it when you come back. Well, we're back with poorly shod local Kevin Gatso.
And freshly shorn.
And what you say? Why you got no shoes? Like, what are you all of a sudden? Are you working in a
medical place? Why do you have no shoes?
Why do you have no shoes? It's just...
That part was legitimate, because I did wonder why he was outside, because I am deathly afraid of flooding.
How far away have you come in this torrential weather?
About 4 feet.
Right over there.
Is he safe? He's right there. Oh, I can see him too. Can you bring my wine back? Anyways, let's go on to the next part.
Let's do, because I don't have a, well, it's the outro to the hour.
Bring me a Coke.
A Coke?
Al got it.
Oh.
Is it this one?
Do we have a...
Oh, we have one. That's why I thought I had another bottle of wine here.
Oh, well, we got openers. We got openers all over this house. For a guy who doesn't, for a man who doesn't drink wine, I have wine openers everywhere.
You're a man that understands access to liquor, so
yes, I do understand that.
That's fine. You don't have to. And I
seem to invite people over who do know how to drink the wine.
Sure. Good times.
Uh oh, what has happened in the kitchen?
Take the rest of that foil off, though. You're going to cut yourself.
Thank you.
I do it all the time. I get mad at the boys at the bar. I'm like. Take the damn foil off.
We had a whole segment on this whole topic.
Well, did we already?
Mm-hmm.
Did we them? Well, I'm sure that's an exciting cut.
I see you've learned from that.
No. We're going to wait to start this. I want to see if Al gets the bottle of wine open, because it's stimulating visual.
Of course he's going to get it open. What? How would he not get into it?
Well, I don't know. He's had trouble before.
If times get desperate, we can try the shoe against the wall method. We're going to get into this bottle of wine.
Get a hammer. Just break the top off the goddamn thing.
You gotta push your little hinge in there.
Oh, God. Oh, winner. Chicken dinner.
You know, I worked in a restaurant for a year.
Oh, I was just going to drink this. I was just going to drink the champagne out of the bottle. Who cares?
Well, you can, but I wanted to show the world.
It's like you're at my house. I
know, the world is watching.
I have like 12 champagne flutes.
The people are watching.
Because when we started.
Well, evidently, Kat said people watch her, so she puts her beer in a glass.
Yeah, that's true.
So I want to show the world proper glassware.
I bought those on Amazon, and I also bought the short wine glasses on Amazon, too.
Darling.
Just because you had to make sure we had the proper accoutrements for all this.
Oh, thank you.
Again, not my first time.
I know. You were just slow.
As he can't open the bottle.
I know I can't open it.
You're going to stab yourself.
Is it a screw cap?
No, it's a let beer cap. Here, use this.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Here,
use this. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Kat.
See how this.
You're welcome.
Other end. Thank you. There we go.
Open your eyes, Lance. All right.
How many homos does it take to open a bottle of champagne?
It is a nice rosé. It's a Guy Mousset.
Oh, my God, that sounds exciting. I don't even know what that means. But let's do this and see how it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the wrap-up of the A Block. We're going to do our little headlines and see how this goes. So tease for the next hour of stimulating podcasting. Well, no blind people will be living here.
Well, the squirrels are back in the attic.
Revelations about Bert and Ernie.
I'm just going to talk about flood.
Support your local paper, no matter what the name of it is.
Nintendo was trending on Twitter today.
Texas says goodbye to Hillary Clinton and Helen Keller.
More floods. Is that a bomb?
Driving lessons in swimming pools, and also a man gets cited for walking near boiling hot water. These stories and more coming up in the next hour of our little show we have right here on Q-Talk America. It's Kat, Doug, Al, and Clayton on a Tuesday. Stick with us.
I know how to win the hard way.
You're listening to Q-Talk America.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.